Today I would like to present living with awareness in daily life, because this awareness is a good friend. This awareness is the one that will tell us what is right, what is wrong, what is the appropriate things to say and appropriate things to do. What is awareness? Awareness is when we are meditating, we are concentrating on the breath, breathing in and breathing out, and observing on that part, in the front part of the nostrils, where the air is brushing through when we breathe in, and brushing through when we breathe out. That is concentration. But when we hear noises, then we are aware, conscious of the noise, noise consciousness, hearing consciousness. And when we are going into thoughts, and we are conscious that our mind is going into thoughts, this is awareness. And without this awareness, being alert and mindful, we'll be drifting in the thoughts endlessly. We won't be able to come back to the breathing, concentration, because mindfulness is absent there. Without mindfulness, the mind goes everywhere, wander off, at free will. It is like driving a car. When you are driving, your hands are on the steering wheel, concentrating. When somebody talks to you in the car, you hear it, you talk back. That is awareness. But just because you're aware that somebody is talking to you, you don't let the steering wheel go. You're still concentrating. Same thing, meditation. Even though you hear noises, even though you know that you're hot or cold, even though you know that there are pain and itches on your face or somewhere in your body, even though you know that the mind is going into the thoughts, you don't, veer away from the concentration. After you have noticed with awareness, then you come back to the concentration, to the breath, until this awareness and this breath becomes one-pointedness. We call it ekagata. So when it comes to that stage, your mind is very concentrated, and your awareness is also very alert. It's not drifting into the thoughts. It is in there, with the concentrating on the breath, aware that you are concentrating on the breath. So how come then this awareness is our best friend? Because the mind, without awareness, without mindfulness, is drifting, and it got influenced by the situations and circumstances which you're in. And from that on, the mind act and react. The mind that is not mindful, the mind that is not concentrated, will act and react in a very restless way, in a very uncontrolled way. And from that, all the actions that we do, the speech that we speak, all of these become, most of the time, it's not right, because the mind hasn't got time to settle down and to think it calmly and to act and react with wisdom. The mind is restless. So when the awareness comes in, the awareness brings out the wisdom or, good values in life, the experience that we have. Then that mindfulness, and combined with this calmness, that bring out the wisdom and the experience in life, enable us or allow us to act and react in a proper way. Now the mind is staying in the circumference of this calmness and awareness. And from that calmness, insight, wisdom developed. And from that, insight wisdom, this awareness can, bring forth all the good, values of life and act accordingly. Speak the proper speech and act the proper actions. Do the right things. So the result is much more favorable. So it is very important every day to live with this mindfulness, because every day we are bombarded with all sort of irritations. You know, it's a, you know, bonanza of emotions there. As soon as you wake up, there are many things that happens that hits you, and then you become unhappy, agitated, irritated, angry, frustrated, and you see or do things in a manner that reflects your anger, frustration. And from that, the words that we choose, the actions that we do, are not gentle, not kind, and not appropriate. So we only create more problems. People also, depending on the actions and words we use, they have developed a like and dislike towards us. So what we do, what we speak, can either increase the disharmony or increase the harmony and happiness in a community, in a workplace, in a family. So when this awareness is there, then we know that when thing happens, why does that happen? The awareness bring in the inside wisdom and contemplate on the issue for a while. And from that, being the mind calm and used to these wisdom and insight, you know, contemplations, then can act and react in a very appropriate way. For example, you are driving now, and there are cars there, in the front, in the back, on the sides. As you know, when you're on the road, there are many things that happens. It's not the cars, it's the people in those cars with those minds. Happy, unhappy, calm, not calm, restless. All these minds from different circumstances, different situations, different experiences, different age groups, coming on the road together. And you see many things that is not to your liking. People tailgate you, honk you, do all sort of things, block you, and your mind also become agitated. You become angry. And the road rages and everything. You know, you read in the news and heard on the televisions, that do happen, that really happens. It really exists on the roads. But if you have mindfulness, instead of acting and reacting, you know, in a raw state, which leads you to agitations and anger and frustrations, road rage, then bringing in mindfulness there and then, when your mind start coming up, all these like, dislike, all these anger and frustration, then that stage, there and then, mindfulness will come in and say, this is not wholesome. This wouldn't lead you to happiness. It wouldn't lead you to peacefulness. This will lead you only to unhappiness, miseries, anger, frustrations, and then confrontations, which is not beneficial. So awareness will tap you on the shoulder and will tell you that that is not the right way to do. And then from this calmness, through the inside wisdom, you come to contemplate and realize that why these people are doing that. Life is not easy. Life is very harsh, especially nowadays with the economic situation. Many people are struggling to keep the family afloat, to keep their family homes, and so much pressure and so much stress there, and so much unhappiness, trying to stay afloat and trying to find happiness, yet so far away, there's no happiness in life. All these problems and struggles and, you know, shortages, you know, poverty, untold poverty. You're wearing good clothes and good shoes and driving good cars, yet you're living in a poverty. What you earn couldn't meet the requirements of your daily living. So, essentially, through inside wisdom, you will understand that these minds won't be very happy, very restful. They will be restless. They'll be agitated. You only need a little thing to make them crack. So on the road, you know, things happens like that. Their mind is already very angry. then, you know, something happened and then they act and react in the angry way, then it escalates. But if we were wise, we don't go that way. We try to avoid it by letting them go, you know, drive to a, you know, on the laneway that is away from them. If they are in a hurry, let them go. You know, don't stay in the front of. And you position yourself when you're driving, which car is where, what car is doing what, and then you have a, you know, peaceful approach. Not competing, not confronting. Understanding this law of nature, law of life, how the mind works. Then you let it go, you let it pass. And because you don't create any problems, you don't act or react in an angry manner, retaliating way, then, you know, they go their own way. What their minds disturbing them, what their wisdom they have, what control they have, it is their karma, their realization, the way they know how to function their lives. If it is wholesome things, then they will benefit out of it. If it's unwholesome things, unskillful life they live, then they have to live out their karma. Their results, the results of their own actions, they have to face it. We can't live their karma. We can't live other people's karma. Nor do we try and, make them, not to happen. Because sometimes we are helpless in trying to, make people not to act in those ways and manners. Because they have brought up, conditioned for so long like that, some people can't see. They only see, you know, very, very, you know, limited ways. So we got to understand that. And there are people like that in this life. So when you know this, you don't confront, you don't make problems, you know. You go your own way, they go their own way. Make peace. Walk away. That's the main thing. So why, you know, how can we do this? We can only do this with the mind that is strong enough to carry out this decision to live peacefully, to make other people's life peaceful. Otherwise, if the mind is weak, it tends to be angry and retaliate in an angry way, you know, give them back, you know, the way they give you, then that's how it starts. Many people have conflicts, confrontations, you know, people fight between each other, brother and sisters fight, mothers and fathers fight, parents and children fight, one community fight with another, one family fights with another, one country fights with another, one tribe fights with another tribe. So these are the things. So when you have the wisdom coming through this awareness that is tapping on your shoulder when you are practicing, you know, to calm your mind through this calmness, then you are not a victim anymore. You are the one who can see and you can act and react accordingly, and that makes your life much more happier. If we were to ignore this, you know, if we let the mindfulness go, and the mind act and react very raw, very basic, you know, then imagine, you know, we have to fight with so many people. As soon as we're on the road, we have road rage, our hearts are pounding, our minds are not happy. When you get home, when you get to work in that state, it's not very good either. And from that starting point, you come home, you argue with your family, and you get to work, you argue with your, colleagues. The day you start like that, then it's not a beneficial way. Your mind is already very, very disturbed. So by knowing this, you let it go. Let it go. Know that it is just a mind state. Mind state. The mind that is in that state, that cannot see, that is acting and reacting in an unwise way. So through meditation and practice, through developing this awareness with every breath, in-breath and out-breath, then that awareness become our best friend. With the insight wisdom you developed out of this concentration, then awareness can, you know, tap on this, you know, deep, you know, wealth of wisdom, and you use it in your life, then you know in situations how to act, how to speak, and how to take proper actions, then your life becomes happier. And then this is a, you know, once you master this, then your art of living becomes very deep. Your heart becomes very deep. You can forgive. You have compassion. You have kindness. Understanding how the minds are working. And instead of getting angry to these people, you know, you have compassion for them. So that's how you live above all these problems and traumatic situations in life. Like the lotus flower that stays above the water. You look at the flower, it's really vibrant, beautiful. If it's a white lotus, really pure white. If it's a blue or red lotus, it is really blue and really red. But yet, where it came from, underneath the water, the dirty, murky water it came from, yet it blooms so clean and so fresh and so beautiful. We live in this world with so many hatred, delusion, ill will, aversions, killing, cheating, lying. Then if we live with this awareness from this inside wisdom, our minds and our heart will be like this beautiful lotus flower. You stay above all these trivial and unwholesome things. You become pure. You become beautiful. So I encourage you tonight to practice it, to investigate it, and to realize how beautiful it is to live life like this. Thank you.